Unit 19, page 134. 1. They're rich.
Maybe I'm just jealous, but I think banks are too rich. The big banks in Britain made over £15 billion last year. If you ask me, they shouldn't be allowed to make so much money.
2. They're mean.
One reason they make so much money is that, like all rich people, they are mean. That's why they give us about 0.2% interest when we have money in the bank, but when we borrow money from them, they charge us anything from 8% to 25% interest. It's terrible!
3. Bank charges.
Imagine you borrowed my car and I said, "Listen, can you bring it back by 6 o'clock because I need to go out somewhere?" You bring the car back at 6:01 and I ask for £40 because you brought it back late. The following day, I write you a letter telling you that you gave me £40. I then also charge you another £15 because I had to send you a letter. On top of that, I ask for another £5 because my car is less valuable now because you drove it for 2 hours. I then phone you to say you can borrow my car whenever you like. It doesn't sound fair, does it? But that's the kind of thing banks do if you spend £1 more than you should. The only difference is they don't ask you for the money, they just take it from your account.
4. Changing banks.
It's very difficult to change banks. In fact, it's more difficult than getting divorced. You have to write to so many people to tell them you've changed banks. You get bored and you stop. And anyway, you know it's a waste of time because, unlike a new wife or husband, your new bank will be exactly the same as your old one.
5. Junk mail.
Every day I receive letters from different banks asking me if I'd like to take out a loan or get a new credit card. I always throw these letters in the bin. I wish the banks would stop sending me them. It's such a waste of paper.
6. They're bad for poor countries.
One way banks make their money is by charging a lot of interest to poor countries for loans they have made to their governments. A lot of these countries now spend so much on the interest to the banks, they can't afford to spend money on education, health and other basic services.
7. Banks abroad.
I often hope that when I go abroad, banks will be better than they are here. When I go to change money, there are almost no customers in the bank. However, I still have to wait for hours to be served. Then you have to fill in a form, have proof of ID, and sign your name about 6 times just to change £50. Then they charge you 3% commission for the service.
8. I need them.
Perhaps the thing I hate most about banks is the fact that I need one. They're like men. You can't live with them, but you can't live without them. For a while, I tried to live without having a bank account, but it was impossible. Everything just took a very long time. It was difficult to get paid. It took a long time to pay bills. And if people gave me cheques, I had to pay the bank to get them cashed. And I worried about having lots of cash in the house and carrying it around in the street. I couldn't do it. And in the end, I opened a new account. I was lucky because millions of people can't open an account. The bank won't let them because they don't have enough money, which is another reason why I hate banks.